Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing personal stories from the men and women of the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Roughly 11,000 soldiers and airmen serve in the North Carolina National Guard. As a young man, David Goforth served in the Guard throughout the 1980s. He enjoyed weekends practicing drills at Fort Bragg, until one Sunday when he came upon a training accident that gave him pause.
I was with the 2nd of the 252nd, and we'd been down there one weekend, and I don't remember what all we'd done that weekend, but afterwards we had the after-action review, which we called a AAR. I was a scout platoon leader, which I had some Bradleys, and I went ahead and sent them on to the training facility, what we call MATES, Maintenance and Training Equipment Facility there at Bragg. And I walked down, and we participated in the after-action review, and then I walked back up, and there was still parts of the convoy going back into MATES, and I just caught a ride on a mortar track, and we rode on in there to a point, and then it suddenly stopped. And being officer type, I just jumped out to see what the problem was. You know, started walking on up the line and come around a corner there, and there was a young man laying there with three medics working on him. And I was very close to him, could see the guy very clearly. The medic that was giving him mouth-to-mouth, his hand slipped off his nose, and when he did, arterial blood squirted in an arc that landed below the guy's feet. And I looked at the guy, and he had blood that was about a half inch around his mouth. And then there was another guy working on his heart, and another guy was not sure what he was doing. But when he went back down to give him another breath, you know, I looked in that soldier's eyes and realized there was nothing there. I still see him fairly clearly. He was a full-blooded Lumbee Indian. Turned out it was his very first drill. I continued to walk on back to MATES then, and I told my guys, I said, I just saw a dead man, which affected me a little bit more than I thought it would. And I was young at the time, and, you know, I didn't think death would bother me that much. But I had a nightmare later that week, you know, just, why am I having a nightmare? Well, I'm just sort of my mind sorting it out, you know, that here this guy died. You know, you had to have a little bit of acceptance that things were not safe when you were cold, wet, tired, dirty, and hungry, and you had vehicles that weighed tons. Our main battle vehicle weighed 63 tons, and it didn't care if you were there or not. You know, it was designed to kill and didn't care who. He had turned that armored personnel carrier over. It's about 13 tons, and he got his head between the armored vehicle and the ground. We had a memorial service. I saw his mother there, and he's one of the guys I think about every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day. I think about that soldier that gave his life there in that training accident. We actually had our unit over the course of the time I was in, we had four people that died on Fort Bragg. And then when our unit deployed to the National Training Center, we lost another individual out there along with her unborn fetus. So those five or six, if you count the fetus, people's ones I think about every Memorial Day.
David Goforth lives in Cabarrus County. His story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.